So let's review. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Rachel sheyolda min Eiz, ve'Eiz sheyolda min Rachel, p'tur min ha-Bechera. If a goat gave birth to a firstborn sheep, or a sheep gave birth to a goat, the mitzvah b'chera does not apply. The chum hold, however, im yesh by mikzis iman m'chayeves, if the b'cher partially resembles its mother, the mitzvah does apply. Or Reb Shimon holds, achi hei reisha v'rubi doim le'imai, only if the b'cher mostly resembles its mother, the mitzvah applies. But mikzis iman and pater, if the b'cher only partially resembles its mother, the mitzvah does not apply. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Tamei Hanoila ben Atar La'achila, whether a non-kosher animal that was born from a kosher animal is permitted to be eaten. And the Gemara concludes that there is a four-way machlekes. Nacham and our Mishnah hold Tamei Hanoila ben Atar, afila imbe mikzis simon and mutar la'achila. Even if the Tamei has no resemblance to its mother, the Tahar, it is permitted to be eaten because the pasuk in Parashat Shemini states, Es ze lo teichelu, es agamel, Tamei hu lechem. The exclusive word who teaches who tameh, they ain't tameh hanolim and atar tameh, elatar. Only a camel born from a camel is forbidden, but a camel born from a kosher animal is permitted. Rav Shimon in the Braisa holds tameh hanolim and atar, im reisha v'rubi demel imay mutar. Only if the tameh mostly resembles its mother, the tar, it is permitted, because it is considered the species of the mother. But im yesh b'mikzah simanim aser, if the tameh only partially resembles the tar, and certainly if it does not resemble its mother at all, it is forbidden, because it is considered a different species than the mother, and gamal gamal shnei pa'amim. This a gamal is repeated twice, once in Parsha Shemini and again in Parsha Shrei, to teach echad gamal hanoila min hagamala ve'echad gamal hanoila min hapara. All camels, regardless of whether they were born from a camel or kosher animal, are forbidden. Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua both agree that tameh hanoila min hatar, im yesh b'mikzah simanim mutar. If the tummy partially resembles the tar, it's permitted, because the exclusive word zeh teaches zeh yata eichel, ava ata eichel habam b'simen echad. Only a camel that completely resembles a tummy is forbidden, but a tummy that partially resembles a tar is permitted. However, they disagree in what case this heter applies. Reb Yeshua holds tummy hanoila min hatar v'iburi min hatar mutar. Only if the tummy animal was born from both a mother and a father that a tar, it's permitted. However, tummy hanoila min hatar v'iburi min hatummy aser. If the tummy was born from a mother a tar, but a father a tummy, it's forbidden. While Reb Eliezer holds tummy hanoila min hatar v'iburi min hatummy mutar. Even a tummy whose mother was tar and father was tameh is permitted. And they disagree in the interpretation of the following pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Zayis ha-behem asher techelu, shur se kesavim v'se izim. Pshua holds that the words kesavim and izim in plural teach, achi aviv keves v'imay kivsa. The animal may be eaten only if both parents are tar. While Reb Eliezer holds the word se, singular, is repeated twice to teach, afilo mitzad ha'em v'lo mitzad ha'av. The animal may be eaten even if only its mother is tar. In the previous Mishnah, the Chacham hold, Hayitzim and Atameh Tameh, Vayitzim and Atar Tar. The products of a non-kosher animal are forbidden, and the products of a kosher animal are permitted. The Gemara inquires, Bayi Menim Rav Sheshes, Mei Reglaim Shel Chamor Mao. Is the urine of a donkey permitted or forbidden? And the Gemara explains, there's no question regarding Mei Reglaim De Susim Gemal Mutter. The urine of a horse and camel is permitted because Deloy Akiri, Veloy Domi Lechalov, Maya Ol, Maya Nafik. Since the urine is clear as water, the urine is considered a product of the water that the animal drank, which is mutter, and not of the animal's body, which is aser. The question is only regarding Meraglem Shel Chamor, the Akiri B'dam L'Chalav, the urine of a donkey, which is not clear but somewhat discolored like milk. Perhaps, Migufi Kumim Matzitzi V'Asiri, the urine is a product of the donkey's body and is forbidden. Or, perhaps, Mayol Mayanafik V'Hai Dakiri Havla D'Bisruhu, the urine is a product of the water, and it became discolored because of the foul air and heat of the donkey's body. Rav Sheshes ruled that the Meraglaim is aser based on the Mishnah's wording, Shayyitzi min hatami tummy. The words min hatami imply mina de tummy. Anything that comes out of a tummy animal is forbidden. The Gemara questions Rav Sheshes from a Braisa. Vemneima amr devash devar mutter, vemnei shemachnisa is oisei legufon, veimamats is oisei megufon. The honey of bees is permitted, even though the honey comes out of the bee, which is a tummy, because the honey is a product of the nectar that the bee consumes and not of the bee's body. Apparently, the Braisa holds regarding Meraglaim Shel Chamor Mutter, because in Lav Migufi Mimatzitzi, the urine is not a product of the donkey. The Gemara explains that this actually depends on the Machlekes Tanoim and the source of Devash Devar Mutter. This Braisa holds Devash Devar Mutter because the Lav Migufi Mimatzitzi. And for this reason, Devash Hagasin Vatzirin Mutter, the honey of other insects is permitted. And likewise, Meraglaim Shel Chamor Mutter because the Lav Migufi Mimatzitzi. They're not a product of the tummy animal. While Rav Sheshes concurs with Rabbi Yaakov, who holds that Devash Devar Mutter, because it's exerted a custom from the pasuk that states, Achaz zeh teichel mikol sheretz oif. The exclusive word zeh teichel implies zeh ataichel v'yataichel sheretz oif tameh. Only a bird with kosher signs is permitted, but the offspring of a bird or insect with no kosher signs is forbidden. And this implies, however, aval ataichel mashal oif tameh mashritz, ve'ezeh zeh zeh dvash devayim. The other products of insects, such as bees' honey, is permitted. And the pasuk includes only dvash devarim, because ein l'shem levai. Bees' honey is referred to as dvash without an additional modifying name. However, the pasuk does not include dvash hagas and vatsirin, because yesh l'shem levai. Their honey is referred to as dvash with an additional modifying name. And accordingly, dvash hagas and vatsirin asurin, because mitame kasi, the honey comes out of a tummy. Likewise, miraglaim shel chamar, also because mitame kasi, the urine comes out of a tummy. Gemara discusses other products of animals. Chali di yachmurta, the hardened pieces found in the feces of a female deer. Chum assumed that bein in vasirin, these are the male's testicles that separated from his body and are forbidden because of eva menachai. Rav Safar, however, says, zar de elohu, these are the male's semen that hardened into the shape of eggs and is permitted because pirshim almahu, it's merely waste. Similarly, Rav Huna says, ar habo keneged panav shel chamar muta, the membrane that surrounds the face of a newborn donkey is permitted because pirshim almahu, it's merely waste.